Welcome to the New Covenant Fellowship online worship service for Sunday, March 16th, the second Sunday of Lent. My name is Barbara Linder. Jim and I had the privilege of spending 6 winter weeks in New Mexico, soaking in sunshine and taking a little retreat from our life in Urbana. During that time, although we attended church in Albuquerque, it was wonderful to be able to stay connected with our New Covenant family via these online services. So wherever and whenever you're listening, we are glad you're here and hope that the music, prayers, and teaching will bring you encouragement, hope, and joy, and the knowledge that you are not alone in your desire to trust and follow Jesus. The lectionary psalm for today is Psalm 27. Coincidentally, this is a psalm that God used to speak personally to me 25 plus years ago when I was diagnosed with uterine cancer. The closing verses of the psalm felt like God speaking directly to me. You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart, and wait for the Lord. We are in a trying time as a nation, as citizens of the world, as people trying to be faithful followers of Jesus, who trust Jesus as God. May the words of Psalm 27 encourage you today. I will read verses 1 through 5, 11 through 14 in the New International Version, which is the translation I was reading all those years ago. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in the temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent, and set me high upon a rock. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Will you pray with me? Faithful God, we need you to encourage us that our waiting for you is not in vain. May we be strong, take heart, and wait for you. Amen.